did my heart good to see that group of young men up there. In today's world, that means a lot, doesn't it? I certainly appreciate the privilege of being in this meeting, and we have a real need of the Lord tonight. I'd like to read from Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16 and verse 1. He said also unto his disciples, "There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much owest thou unto my Lord? There was a day of reckoning that came. Can you imagine taking out loans and credit cards and spending the most you could possibly spend recklessly? There's a day of reckoning coming, isn't there? This man's day of reckoning had come. The song says, "Weighed in the balance of justice true, sinful the path thou hast trod. Weighed and found wanting, will it be you, weighed by the word of God." He called the debtors unto him and said unto the first, "How much owest thou unto my Lord?" I think that would be a good question for every one of us to consider tonight. How much do we owe to the Lord? Verse 6, "And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. A sense of urgency. The day of reckoning has come. Sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, "And how much owest thou?" And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light." I remember as a teenager sitting at the dinner table with my parents. My two older sisters had left home. And I remember saying, "I don't owe society anything. I could move to a cabin in Alaska." Well, one of my parents spoke up and said, "You do too owe society something." That kind of caught me by surprise. I learned a lesson that day that stayed with me all these years. You know, no man is an island. We owe something to folks. Luke chapter 6 and verse 30. Luke chapter 6 and verse 30. "Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again." Now this one seems like a very difficult scripture, doesn't it? Yeah. Give to every man that asketh of thee. But I didn't owe him anything. Well, apparently the Lord feels like we do have a sense of indebtedness to other people. We do owe other people something. And the Lord would have us be careful. "Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them." If people love us and we return love, that's kind of like paying back what they had already given us. But the Lord is teaching us that we are indebted. We owe people love, whether they love us or not. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners lend also to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. We owe something to our enemies, don't we? We owe them love. Do we owe our enemies vengeance, hatred? Some folks may say, I don't get mad, I get even. I pay my enemies what I owe. But I believe the Lord would have us to see what we really owe our enemies. It's not vengeance, hatred. It is, I owe my enemies love. I have a debt. I'm not like an island. Let us stop and consider tonight. There's a debt that I owe. How much do I owe? And there is a day of reckoning that is coming. Romans chapter 12 and verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. I don't owe my enemy vengeance. That belongs to the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, there is something that you owe him. Feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. After what he did to me? Yes, I owe him a debt, don't I? If he thirst, give him drink, for in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I remember I was in high school, I believe, and I was off. We had some recreation time, my parents and I. And they asked me, Doug, do you plan to go to college? And I said, no. And they said, why not? I said, because I can't afford it. I think they were startled that time. They said, Doug, we can help you. Do you think I am indebted to my parents? To have helped lay a foundation for me to make a living in life. Are there things that you have not been able to pay, that things that you couldn't have done on your own, but somebody helped you? We have a sense of obligation, don't we? We owe something to people. Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7 and verse 10, Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth his father or mother, let him die the death. Moses recognized we had an obligation. We have a debt to our parents. Honor thy father and thy mother. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things ye do. To say to our parents, I don't owe you anything. If you're profited by me, actually, you're the one that owes me. We owe something, don't we? We owe something to the ones who are our parents. We owe them honor. The scripture tells us in 1 Peter 2:17, honor all men. We have a debt to all men of a certain minimum level of honor. And to our parents, we have even a greater debt of honor because they are our parents. I felt like I didn't have enough money to go to college. But there was a man in Tulsa, a rich man by the name of LaFortune, and he gave scholarships which helped pay my way. I appreciated that very much. And I wrote him a letter. And I said, being the recipient of today obligates me to be the donor of the future. It must have touched Mr. LaFortune because he wrote me a note back thanking me for the thank you. I felt a sense of indebtedness. Thank you, Mr. LaFortune. You helped me in life. I wonder tonight, are you indebted to anyone? Do you feel this sense of obligation to somebody? There is something that I need to pay back, and how can I do that? Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in, naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. You owed me a debt, and you didn't pay. Did you know there's a day of reckoning coming? And every one of us here has a debt. All of us are indebted. Too many people today are going through life like they don't owe anybody anything. Like life is just a big party and it's all for me. Whatever thing I can do to make myself feel good, to pursue the love of money or the lust of the flesh or pride of life or whatever it may be, and I don't owe anybody anything. But I want to tell you, there is a day of reckoning coming, and every one of us really has a debt. I want to ask you tonight, what do you owe? What do you owe to the world? Let's turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 2. Jesus said that harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Do you think we owe any debt to folks that have not had this rich heritage that we have? Did you know there are children that have been raised in Buddhist homes that have little clue about who Jesus Christ is? Never grew up knowing what it was to hear about the story of Easter. So many things. Children in Muslim homes. Children in atheist homes right here in this country. And heathen homes in this country. No clue. Do we owe anything to these children? Jesus said, the harvest is truly great. Do you have a vision of that? Do you have a sense of indebtedness? I owe them something. Lord, how can I pay this debt? Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Do you owe anything tonight to your wife? I want to tell you what we owe to our wives. Being faithful. We owe that. That's the very least that we can do, is be faithful. We owe to our wives providing a living. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Timothy 5 and 8. If any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. We owe our families a living. Wives, tonight, is there anything that you owe your husband? How about faithfulness? A wife owes that to her husband. Oh, what a sad society we live in today, where people entertain themselves with the exact opposite. We have a debt to each other, and there's coming a day of reckoning that we're going to give an account of whether or not we were faithful in paying that debt. Do we owe anything to our children? Or are they just a nuisance? Have you ever heard people talk about older children living at home and saying, I just don't know how to get rid of them. Can you tell me how to do it? They just want to keep staying at home indefinitely, and I keep hinting, but they don't want to go. How sad. We have a debt to our children. We owe something to them in life. From the time they enter this world until the time that we die or they die, we have a debt to our children. I'm not saying we support them financially throughout their entire lives, but I believe we have a debt that we need to be faithful to our children. We need to be good examples for them. This song touches me. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Do we owe any debt to our children? I believe we owe them training, don't you? The scripture says in Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Oh, what a debt we have to our children to train them, and to train them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I don't want to come up to reckoning day and the Lord says, you owed your children something to train them, and you're weighed in the balance and found wanting. We owe to our children a godly home. This world is full of wickedness. There are unclean spirits out there. This world is no longer safe for children, I am sorry to say. Sometimes my grandchildren get out the front door and they may be out on the sidewalk or something, and I start getting nervous because I know what happens in our society. A car slows down and they snatch a child. We owe our children a safe environment. Now, if I had a toddler around, I wouldn't want to leave out a cup of poison. I wouldn't want to leave boiling water on the floor or sharp knives. I would want a safe environment. I want to ask you tonight, is there anything about your home environment that you owed to your child to be safe, and it's not safe? This is such a serious miss in our society today. There are going to be folks that come up to Judgment Day, and the Lord will find them wanting because they did not provide a safe, godly home environment. How can we entertain our children with movies? How can we raise our children with television? The television is a babysitter, isn't it? And is raising children of our society. And we see some results, don't we? I'm old enough to see a real change. Oh, God, help us. We owe something to our children. We owe them a godly, nurturing environment. What do we owe to other little children? Don't you love little children? I just I see a newborn baby, I want to hold it. I want to pick up little children. I love them. How could I do something that would hurt that child? I read a news account. There was a public school. A woman dressed up in the garb of a Muslim and kidnapped a girl. Took her and molested her and turned her loose. I'm so sorry that our government promotes those types of spirits today. We owe something better than that to our children. We owe safety. We ought to be trustworthy around children, shouldn't we? What do we owe to our employers? Do we have a debt tonight that we haven't paid? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6 and 5, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. I owe a good job to my employer. I owe hard work. I owe faithfulness while my employer doesn't know. They trust me to just turn in however many hours. I owe it for their trust to be well rewarded. It is my intent that they profit from me a lot more than what I profit from them. I owe them something. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. The Lord recognizes when we're paying our debts, and he will reward us abundantly. Is there anything that we owe tonight to the elderly? Do we owe them respect? Do we owe them some assistance? Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak. Be patient toward all men. We owe the elderly something, don't we? James chapter 1 and verse 27. Pure religion, James 1 and 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. We have a debt to the fatherless and to the widows. God help us not to come up short someday. Do we owe anything to our own parents? Have you stopped to consider that your mother went through a lot of discomfort before you were born and through much pain brought you into this world? Have you stopped to consider who changed your diapers? Who picked you up when you skinned your knee? Who washed your clothes? Did all these things down through life? Do we owe them anything? How can we rebel against our own parents? How can we discard them in their old age? Oh Lord, help us to see our debt, the indebtedness that we have. We owe them some honor. I tell you what, I feel so indebted to people, I don't know how I can pay. Sometimes I wonder what I can do. I hope you feel that way tonight. That there is a great debt that we owe. Is there anything that you owe to your congregation? You ever show up on Wednesday night and hardly anybody's there? Do I owe it to my congregation to be faithful in attendance? For them to look around and say, well, I didn't feel like coming anyway. Hardly anybody's here. Lord, help us to pay our debt to our congregation. What about to our fellow man? Is there any debt that we have? Tell you what, I've learned something since that night at the dinner table. I learned I do owe something to some folks. Let's turn to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13 and verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Don't come up to the end of life, to reckoning day, and the Lord says, you owe somebody something along life's way. There was a debt that I kept reminding you of and you would not pay. Lord, help me. I've been examining my own heart. Lord, what do I owe? What can I do? I want to ask you tonight, how much owest thou, my Lord? Matthew chapter 5 and verse 23. Matthew 5 and 23. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, then come and offer thy gift. Did you know the Lord is much more interested in our relationships with our fellow man than he is the gifts that we have to offer him? Did you know he has plenty of money? That our testimony really doesn't mean that much to him if we haven't settled our debts with our fellow man. He said, go take care of your debt first, and then come and offer a gift to me. One day, there was a knock on our door. There were two policemen standing there. Policeman asked, are you missing anything? There's been some theft here in the neighborhood. So I went out to the vehicle, and sure enough, somebody had rummaged through the vehicle. There was cash missing. The GPS was missing. Well, they had caught the culprits. They had been stealing from neighbors as well. And so that's why they came to our house wanting to know if we were victims of the crime as well. Months later, a vehicle showed up in our driveway. And a young man and his mother were at the door with flowers. This young man was the thief. He had been summoned to court, and the court gave opportunity for the victims to request restitution. What did you lose? And in order, they let me go to the police station, identify the GPS out of this pile of loot they had taken. But to get the money back, we had to send in a request. So she sent in a request for the cash. And with it, she sent a letter that said something like this. How do you put a price on lost time going down to request money to be returned? How do you put a price on feeling being violated, knowing we have girls in the home to be protected? But all of that is less important than you, that you change your life. We always wanted a son. I would have gladly taken you into our home to make a difference in your life when you were young. This letter must have touched the heart of the judge because he read it in the courtroom. She didn't know he was going to do that. It must have touched the heart of the young man, because he came back later with flowers. I have a sense of indebtedness here. He asked, "Is there something I can do? Can I mow the yard?" You know what that was? That was an acknowledgement. I owe you something. Let me tell you, there are a lot of folks that need to recognize they owe something. There are people that need to go down to the police station and confess crimes. And they owe apologies to the families. There are members in congregations that need to settle differences and pay debts. Is there anything I can do? Mow the yard? Anything? Let me tell you, that's the key to success. She said, "That's all right. Let's just be friends." Do we recognize tonight our debts? That we owe something? That there will be a day of reckoning? And someday we're going to have to give an account of whether or not we fulfilled our debts in life. How much owest thou unto my Lord? Do we have any debt to Christ? John chapter 15. John 15 and 13, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Tell you what, people have done so much for me, it's almost like I feel powerless to repay. What can I do? But when I consider this, "Greater love hath no man than this, somebody laid down his life for me." Oh, I tell you, I'm indebted to Christ. What can I do to pay you back? What can I do, Christ? I'll tell you what I can do. I'll live for him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be. I'll live for him who died for me, my Savior and my God. O thou who died on Calvary, to save my soul and make me free, I'll consecrate my life to thee, my Savior and my God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. How can I ever pay the debt? That whosoever, and that includes me, in spite of my sins, in spite of all this debt I could not repay, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How much is everlasting life worth? Oh Lord, what can I do to repay my debt? Psalms 116. Psalms 116 and verse 12, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people." I'm going to pay my vows. Lord, I've promised to follow you. I promised you I would never turn back to sin again. And I'm going to pay my vow. You know, Satan tries to turn every one of us back. And sometimes he presents to my mind what it would be like if I turned back. But sometimes my mind goes off to, what about these folks over here? Could I really disappoint them? I have a sense of indebtedness to them. I owe them faithfulness. What about these folks over here? What about my own family? Oh God, I owe them something. I cannot turn back. And I don't want to. And by God's grace, I won't. I have a sense of indebtedness tonight. Mr. LaFortune, thank you so much. I really enjoyed going to college. I enjoyed the career path that I took. It's been a benefit. Thank you. Is there some way that I can pay back? Oh, he's rich. He doesn't need it. He gave it with no strings attached. All right. Then is there someone else I can help? Can I give of my life? Can I do something for someone? May I return the favor that way. Is there something that I can do for my own parents? I can't tell you all the things they've done for me. But in their old age, would it be my time to start repaying some of that debt? My children, can I be there for them all the way through life? God, help me not to fall short on the day of reckoning of paying my debt. Do you feel any sense of indebtedness to the saints? I do. There have been people that have been examples to me that have inspired me in life. I feel indebted. How can I ever pay it back? Can I be that example to someone else? Can I start paying interest on the debt that way somehow? This heritage that we have, I treasure. I appreciate very much. You know, there are people that laid down their lives to have the printed word of God published in times past. I appreciate this. You know, there are people in Korea that have gone to prison for the crime of having the Bible in their home, North Korea. This is recent news. This isn't 50 years ago. Thank you, Lord. I'm indebted. I appreciate the word of God. Lord, I am so indebted to you. Just like the prodigal son that had nothing to offer, Father. Here I come, Father. Rags. Wasted my substance. Rebelled against you, brought shame to your name, hurt you. I don't know how many nights you cried. Father, I have nothing to offer you. I am so indebted. You know, it's that way with Christ. Lord, I am so indebted to you. Nothing to offer. But I tell you what I can do. Just make me as one of your servants. If I can just serve you for the rest of my life, Lord, maybe I can start to pay some of that interest. Tonight, if there is any debt that you have, maybe it's a debt to the Lord. Maybe you recognize, Lord, I owe you something. I owe you so much. Lord, I want to give it to you tonight. I want to make a commitment tonight. I want to start paying something back. Tonight would be a good night to pay your vows to the Lord and in the presence of the saints. May God bless you. Amen.